I'm Ross Reynolds. Well, I hauled out my winter coat this week. Maybe you have too. The days are getting shorter, wetter, and cooler. Not so good for sitting outside, but Nancy Pearl told my colleague Marcy Silman it is great reading weather.
It's totally reading weather. I still get my walk in, my long morning walk in, but then I come home and in the rain. But then I come home and just sort of hole up in the house and read till my eyes are too tired to read anymore.
It seems so perfect to me, the perfect thing to do. Well, we're going to talk about a book that I believe is a reissue by...
Yes, this is a reissue of a novel by Karen Carbo, and it was published originally in 1991. It's been reissued by Hawthorne Books, small independent publisher in Portland. It's called The Diamond Lane, and let me just start with the cover, which is absolutely wonderful. And go on from there, because this was one of my favorite books when it first came out, and I was delighted to see it brought out so a whole new generation of people can appreciate it.
Well, since we can judge books by their cover, why don't you start with why you like that?
Well, it's first of all, the colors are just absolutely lovely. But what it is a bunch of film strips, old-fashioned film strips. Now everything is filmed digitally, but these are the kind of film strips that you used to thread. In fact, I took a class in how to thread. It was part of my, when I thought I was going to be a school librarian, part of the required classes. So there's that on there. But despite the fact that this book was published in 1991, and there are some, I guess, what we could call anti-anachronisms, the opposite of anachronisms. They're smoking on airplanes, for example.
Oh my.
People do not have cell phones. They have to find telephones to call from. It is an entirely modern satire on Hollywood. It's the story of sisterly love or not love, and marriage. And the main character is a young woman named Mouse Fitzhenry, who has, after many years away as a documentary filmmaker in Africa especially, she's come home to Los Angeles to see her mother, who has just had a terrible accident. A revolving fan in a restaurant hit her in the head, so she's in the hospital.
I shouldn't be laughing, but
no,
it seems very L.A.
Yes, indeed. And her sister works for an agency, a talent agency, and wants to write a bestseller. So that's her older sister, Mimi. But Mouse, I mean, the wonderful thing about this book is, especially for this kind of weather that we're having, where it's so gray and it gets dark so early, it's funny. It's hysterically funny. And Karen Carbo is just one of the best writers. So here's, Mimi is taking a class called Write Your Best Seller. She had to do her homework for how to write a blockbuster while pretending to be doing her regular drudge work. The homework was to write the copy for the dust jacket of her projected blockbuster on love and betrayal in the business. That's the movie business. The class had not actually begun writing yet. First, they created the publicity campaign for their projected books. Then they wrote what they considered were ideal glowing reviews. Then they did the dust jacket cover copy, then a plot outline, then character sketches, then the book. They were to think of it like eating an artichoke, the teacher had said. So that's just one example, but I have to read you this. Two of the characters are presenting a script to somebody pretty high up in the studio business. And this is what the guy says after he's read their script. As I'm sure you've heard, I shoot straight from the hip, so let's not waste time. I like this script. I love this script. Frankly, it's terrible, but that doesn't mean it isn't good. Good scripts are all good in the same way. Bad scripts are bad in their own unique way. That's what I'm after. This unique quality a bad script has. Unique but recognizable. In our rewrite, we want to hone that uniqueness, that badness that makes it good, but lose the badness that makes it bad, so that it will be not just good, but great. doesn't that just make you want to take this book home and read it?
You already had made me want to take that book home and read it. This book is called Diamond Lane that we're talking about by Karen Carbo. Is she in L.A.?
No. She lives in Portland, and she went on to write a number of other books. This has always been the one that is so close. Because of the writing, I love this book. And I think that how wonderful it would be if she got so much recognition for just the wit and the smartness. And the main character, Mouse FitzHenry, is just absolutely wonderful. And her older sister, Mimi, has some qualities that one would wish a sister didn't have.
So we classify this as fiction that makes you laugh when the days get dark.
Yes.
The book, again, The Diamond Lane, the author Karen Carbo, and that's K-A-R-B-O, not like carbo load, although it does sound like the literary equivalent of a good plate of pasta.
Absolutely. Good. I like that.
You can steal it. Nancy Pearl, it's always great to have you here.
It's always great to be here.
Nancy is the author of the Book Lust series, a regular guest on The Record. You can find her book recommendations at our website, kuow.org. Search for Nancy Pearl. She spoke with KUOW's Marcy Selman.